Someone else joined.
Yes, a big horse.
Thank you. Very good. We've got a full house.
Chair Mason, you have the floor. The audio is on.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call us the Committee on Health and Social Services to meet this day, 3:36 p.m. on day one. With that said, I'm going to go into our prayer. I'm going to ask a second speaker, she'd be so kind to render an afternoon prayer.
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for a day here at home. We ask that you reach out to the entire world and heal all the illnesses that are going on today, and that you put your arms especially around our Osage people as they face this time of crisis. We ask that you lend a shoulder to us and guide us in all of the decisions that have to be made regarding this crisis. We ask that you give us peace. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Second Speaker Stabler. I have roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Up here.
Congressman Mason.
Present. Thank you, members of the committee, for your attendance this afternoon and your presence here this day. As we get into our agenda, the next in what we have on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from January 24. I hope that you had a chance to look at those as set out. We had a rather brief meeting yet on the 24th with reports given from Dr. Shaw and reports given from Ms. Shadlow. With that said, please have a moment or two to review those minutes if you have them in front of you, or download them however you wish. If there's any additions, corrections, deletions to the minutes, let me know and let the secretary know.
Chairman, this is Congresswoman Stabler. I move to approve the minutes of January 24.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second. Pratt.
Second from Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Just have it. Thank you. I'm going to our considerations. I sent those out. We'll be considering five people for two different boards. The first three will be considered for the Health Authority Board. The other two were assigned to our committee. They are the Health, the Home Health Board, which is actually a part of the Commerce and Gaming and Land Committee, but we are going to take care of those two as assigned by the speaker, and we will. Firstly, I'd like to draw your attention to the first candidate would be Andrea Shangaroo. Has a very impressive resume, which you have in front of you. A great deal of experience in the area of health, as all of our candidates do. What we're going to do today is heard in the previous two committees before us to the members of this committee is what I as a chair would expect to anticipate that we will consider these and then with the proper motions move them on out. We're not here to approve them, only to make sure that they have educational qualifications. There are no ethical violations, et cetera, all of that, which is in the general statement, as we consider this or ask questions of one another, and if not, move along, because we do have some very, very nice pieces of information about each one of these, their resumes, their information, and I'm pleased to have this caliber of folks that are being considered for these health positions. So are there any other or any comments that any would like to make of Andrea Shangro?
Chairman, this is Congresswoman Stabler. This is Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Thank you. I have a comment regarding Senator Shangro. She's been interim member on this board for several months now, and I attend those meetings and just wanted to kind of, I guess, reiterate your comments. She is very professional. She's been a great advantage to the board as they operate and seem to have fit right in with the actions that are going on. She's been very involved with the clinic plans, and I see her as being a benefit. Thank you.
And thank you for your comments. Any other members of the committee have any comments to make or share with the committee?
Chairman Mason, this is Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, you have the floor, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to, I echo Congresswoman Stabler's comments. I believe that Ms. Shangro can be a positive asset added to our board. I do want the committee to know that I have submitted a few other questions, just personal questions that I had from my brain to the three that are being up for consideration for the Health Authority Board. And I'm currently drafting a couple other questions for the Home Health Board. And when I receive those responses, I will absolutely forward those on to you all. It's just something that's going to help me to make a more informed decision. I know that we have the packet in front of us, and I know that we have the resume and all those things, and those are wonderful tools. But there's just some things that I, coming from a background of being in healthcare and then being in, you know, in the interview, and it's hard to sometimes get a feel just for everything that's on paper. And so I just wanted to get some comments from the three members. And before, and I understand that it may move out of committee today, but I want to be informed when I do choose folks on the floor of Congress. And I did have one little technical issue that I had to ask you, Mr. Chair. And I've had some confusion, and I haven't done my research as of yet, but my question would be, I thought, and I could absolutely be wrong, sir, that we confirmed Michael Bristow back in 2018, which, if somebody could let me know, would he not be up for confirmation until 2021?
I believe he was.
Madam Clerk, could you help me out on that, please?
Let me look real quick.
Sure. I cannot recall at this point. Very good question. Going back to the other now. If you prefer, you know, and you have these questions, you'd rather have them asked here within the committee, get your responses. If they have anything to do with whether or not you approve or disapprove of their being moved out onto the floor, we can do that. Otherwise, I would only suggest that you might hold those questions until we put these names out on the floor, at which time perhaps the speaker, since we have a number of folks that are being considered in different committees, that we would have some time set aside that we would call these folks and have them available on the phone for to answer these questions before we get to a final vote. That's consideration. I'd have to pose that to the speaker or personally to you if you would be comfortable in holding your questions until that time, or I, as the chair, I would just table all of this and will not report anything out on this particular candidate till you have your questions answered. Either way,
Mr. Chairman, if I could answer that, I can answer that question for Michael Bristow. He fulfilled a term for Mr. Thornburg. That's not right, Mr. Thorne, who passed away during his term. So that's what's bringing him back up.
I recall that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. That does clarify that for me, and I appreciate that. So that is, it is in order, so I'm glad to know that. And to your question, Mr. Chair, I am okay. I don't want to hinder the committee in any way, shape, or form. So therefore, I'm okay with going forward. If somebody wants to make a motion to move these confirmations out of committee, because, you know, like you said, we could discuss this further with the whole body of Congress, and which I think would be prudent of us. So I'm absolutely fine with that today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your response. The chair would entertain a motion if there's no other comments or questions about Ms. Shangru. Chair would entertain a motion to react and move on this candidate that we can report it out.
Chairman Mason, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, please, you have the floor.
I'd like to move Senator Shangro. The candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion to the motion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Yes is have it. Thank you very much. Moving on, we're going to consider Nancy Kyle, who is a candidate to the Osage Nation Health Authority Board. The floor is open for any comments or for Nancy Kyle and her candidacy and application.
Chairman, this is Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
I just want to speak to the candidate Nancy Kyle. She has been on this board for a few terms now. She's been a valued member of the board. I guess one of the things that I just wanted to say about the board in general for all of the candidates is that, you know, we're coming to the final decisions on the new health center. And that's been an exciting work, and it's been a lot of hard work for them. And they've been engaged, and Ms. Kyle has sat on the design committee and sat on the planning committee, and she's been very active and been always been willing to show up wherever the meetings are and participate, and been a great advantage to the board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Second Speaker Stabler, any other comments or regards to the applicant? Floor is open.
Speaker. I'm Speaker. I'm sorry, Chairman. This is Congresswoman Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
If you're ready for a motion, I move to report the candidate to Congress as having been qualified by education and experience and has no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Motion's been made. Go here a second.
Did you catch that? I think that was a second. A big horse.
Okay. Chair, I believe Congressman Big Horse seconded.
Okay, I did not hear that, but I hear you. So, Congressman Big Horse, we have you down for a second. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Abstain. Speaker Tillman.
Okay, one abstention. The yeses have it. Motion passes. Thank you. Next, moving on to Mr. Mike Bristow, who is a candidate to the Health Authority Board. And the floor is open for any comments regarding the candidate, Mike Bristow.
Chairman, again, this is Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Mike Bristow has been a new member to this board. As I mentioned before, he filled a term for Mr. Thorne. He too has been very helpful and very involved with the board, and has attended the meetings, if not by in person, then by phone, and has stayed engaged with the planning and the new clinic. And I know he has a lot of ideas moving forward with more health services. I find him to be a real advantage to the board as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker Stabler. Any other comments or from members of the committee? Floor is open. Hearing none, Chair, entertain a motion on movement for the application of Mr. Michael Bristow.
Chairman, this is Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to move that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second from who?
Congresswoman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. So I have a motion and a second. Discussion to the motion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any no votes? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Moving on now to the next candidate. This is for the health Home Health Board. And again, these two candidates are candidates that we're going to consider, and they are under the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee, however, been assigned to us by the Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Firstly is Carla Tor Brown, and we have you should have in front of you her resume and information. Chair is open for any comments for Mrs. Core, or Carla, I say Carla Core Brown. Floor is open.
Chairman, I'll go ahead and speak. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
The Home Health Board, I've sat in on a few of their meetings, and the one thing I can say about this board is they've been extremely diligent, all the members of it, and they have, you know, this is one of our little LLC entities or outside entities that works off of revenue only, and they have managed over the years, even with all the cuts and things that they've had to work from, so they've done very well as a group, and so I'm in favor of these candidates coming forward to continue their service.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Any other members of the committee to make comment about Carla Core Brown and her application?
Mr. Chair, this is Speaker Tillman. I'd like to make a motion.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to move Carla Core Brown, candidate is qualified by education, experience, there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay, thank you. Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Is that you, Mr. Brickhorse?
Yes,
sir. All right, thank you, sir. I have a motion and a second. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you very much. The next candidate that we're looking at is Debbie Chishawa. who is also a candidate to the Home Health Board. Very impressive resume with some information that a lot of folks don't know about, I think. But anyways, the floor is open for any comments about Ms. Teshuwa.
Chairman, Congresswoman
yes.
Stabler.
Well, yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. As I said before, I'm in favor of both of these candidates. Debbie Cheshawala comes from the Commission Corps with IHS, and she has a good longstanding history in health and has done well. Thank you.
Any other comments from the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Comment, Big Horse. Yes, I agree. Ms. Teshuwa does have a long, extensive career. And with me, I'd like to make a motion.
You have the floor, sir.
I move that Ms. Debbie Teshuwa is qualified by education and experience with no ethical barriers.
Second.
A motion and a second.
Stabler.
That might be Ms. Stabler.
Yes.
Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Thank you. All of the candidates will be reported out. That concludes our agenda for today. Before we leave, I'm going to ask our secretary to give us some insight on how she wants us to sign or acknowledge committee report. Madam Secretary.
I will email each member of the committee all the reports. I need them to all be reviewed and an email sent back saying with any changes that need to be made and an authorization to use as your signature on that report.
Okay, any questions?
One more thing, when you return it, make sure to copy the assistant clerk on that email as well.
Okay, thank you. I trust all heard that. As this committee report is sent to you, review it and respond back, but not only to our clerk, but also to our assistant clerk. With that said, we are at the point of adjournment.
So moved.
Motion been made to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
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 Thank you.